Okay, so we were talking about the Torah Shebal Peh and its relationship to Torah Shebichsav, and just to have a look to skip to Kuf Pei Tes to paragraph Dalad. So Kederach Shehevanu B'Yachas Abrius Olam Shaladai B'Abrius Etzem Advarim B'Hechrech Latet Lehem Mashmos Al Yedei Torah. So it was not sufficient to create, but there was also a necessity to create something which would reveal the meaning of everything, which is the Torah. So Rak Kach Nitzenet La'adam HaMetzias, that is how the human being can exist. Kach Yesh La'havinas Amuna B'Torah Torah Shebichsav Nitna La'olam Nizgalta Bo Ulam Tzarech Latet La'Peirush Mashmos. So also the Torah Shebichsav is, so to speak, the what we might call the Etzem Hamatzias, the reality. The Torah Shebal Peh is that which reveals the meaning of that reality. And giving one without the other would be not giving anything at all. So giving us this world without giving us the meaning of it, which is and the truth is, as we know, human beings crave meaning. That's something which we need. It was famously Viktor Frankl, right? Logotherapy, that you need, right? That's what people need. They need meaning in life more than almost anything else. His observations during the Second World War were such that he felt that people who actually had meaning, even with the lack of sustenance and health and so on and so forth, actually had a better survival rate, not only psychologically but even physically, than people who did not have that type of meaning. And so clearly human beings need meaning. We need to understand why. One of the earliest the kids get to a certain point where they ask why, and at a certain point it's impossible to go on, otherwise it's infinite chain. But we do need to know why, and that's what the Torah tells us about the meaning of the world. But in addition, the Torah Shebal Peh tells us the meaning of the Torah Shebichsav. So muvanefo she'en kan shtei emunos hamuna anachoyna b'torah shebichsav hiyatzvah nachayevus emunah b'torah shebal peh. Correct understanding of Torah Shebichsav requires that there be a Torah Shebal Peh. Otherwise, in the same way, in other words, giving us a world in which the meaning has not been revealed and which is completely concealed to us would be cruel and unusual punishment. So giving us a Torah in which the meaning is not revealed would also be cruel, equally cruel. It'd be like the United States giving some third world country a nuclear reactor without the instruction book. So go ahead, just mess around with it and it'll be fine. So the hevdel ben Torah Shebichsav Torah Shebal Peh ein enigma b'kach shemikre hadavar hazeh kosuv be'ezer shu makom v'zeh ein kosuv etzem shem Torah mizgala be'ofen shonem hazeh. We'll see that the difference between Torah Shebichsav and Baal Peh is not just that one happens to be written, one's not, but they actually are revealed in different ways. That is to say, HaTorah Shebichsav nizgalta be'ofen shadvarim ha'ele ksuvim v'nitzon ba'olam heim ha'metzias b'atzma. They're written, they exist, they are reality in and of itself. Bein im yesh mishim even osam, bein im mishim mekabel osam. Whether there's someone who understands it or not. And HaTorah nimtzeis ba'olam k'loshen ha'gemara harehi k'rucha u'meneches b'keren zavis k'loroitzi l'ulmod v'yavo v'yulmod. It's there. You want to learn it, learn it. But it exists independent of whether you understand it or learn it or not. Ilu Torah Shebal Peh nimtzeis ba'olam rak ad kama shimuvenes. Torah Shebal Peh only exists as much as it's understood. Mokam achizas shelah hi b'mekablei Torah. It's interesting, halacha also, right? If you read Torah Shebichsav and don't understand it, you actually yoitz a Talmud Torah. If you learn Torah Shebal Peh, you don't understand it, you're not really yoitz a Talmud Torah. What level of understanding is a good question, because some could argue whoever is Yotze. But I mean, on some level, right? Now, hisif enabov enenu ki asa yasala knafayim kineshi yuf shamayim. So the Gros says the following, beautiful Gros. Ha'inyan shegimul chalkei Torah yesh. Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal peh v'soydas ha'torah. Torah shebichsav hu ba'aretz, shenitin lanu al ha'aretz. Torah shebal peh, hi asher nota b'toch levaveinu, b'leiv shel kol echad, v'ein ba'aretz mimena. So he says that is something which is implanted in our hearts. So zeh nusach habrocha asher nosan lanu Torah emes, Torah shebichsav, chay olam nota besoicheinu hu Torah shebal peh. And the loshon is meduik. He says mevur bidvarish al Torah shebichsav an om loshon nesina asher nosan lanu Torah emes, he nitna bekemes mitzit. It's given, it exists. Aval Torah shebal peh nota besoicheinu, it is planted within us. He nimseis rak ad kamashinit feses etzleinu. Right? If you put something in the soil and it doesn't take root, then it's not working. It's not there really. So here it's natia is a planting of natia is the word used for planting a tree, as in Eitz Chaim. Right. And this, of course, is a very famous Beis Halevi in the Drushim, which we've mentioned, right, where he talks about how the Torah Shabbat, he says, don't think that if all the Torah would be written, he says, the Klal Yisrael, he says, if the entire Torah would be Chassav, Klal Yisrael would be in a lower level. It would be like the Oron in which the Torah is placed. The Torah is one thing, and the Oron is a Davar Nifrad, and it has Kedusha, yes, but the Torah and the Oron are two different things. He says, now that most of the Torah is Baal Peh, so he says, we are no longer the Oron in which the Torah is placed, we are the Klaf upon which the Torah is written, which is obviously a higher level of Kedusha than being the Oron. So he says, the Klal Yisrael is the Klaf upon which the Torah is written. That's what the Torah Shebaal Peh really, really is. And HaTorah V'Amitzvah, he says, where are we? We've got the Torah Shebichsav, but how does it enlighten us? Where do we get from these words? It's as if we don't even have it. So once you have the understanding of Torah Shebaal Peh, you have also the Torah Shebichsav. It's interesting, Rav Hirsch uses the analogy of a lecture and the notes to a lecture. So if you go to some lecture in a specialized subject and you know, right, we discussed this. Right. So that's what he's saying. HaTorah v'Amitzias hem echad, kol oisum milo b'Torah hem chelek mechalek ha-Amitzias, hakol yachad mitztaref v'sefer Torah shalem ul'olam male. Ach kedeh likroz oisum l'hafik es mashmosen shel dvarim avureinu, einam yichoyim b'li Torah shebaal peh. So he says, behechrech, eifo sheshtei Torah nitnu yachad, ein kol ashar litvos mitzias Torah shebichsav, medes loy Torah shebaal. In other words, they're inseparable unit. One cannot exist without the other. Kach yesh lahavin es hatam b'divrei Rambam shebe'ikar echad shel emuna alein lekabel shnei chelkei Torah yachad. That's why he doesn't divide it into two ikrim. Even though it's, you know, you might say, well, it's possible to believe in Torah shebichsav, not Baal Peh like the Karaites, but he says that really is not even in Torah. That's not even Torah shebichsav. You don't have even Torah shebichsav. Va'al af shebeminyan akoyfrim b'Torah mana oisam l'shnayim mekayim she'efshel likfor rak be'echad mehen. You could deny one of them, but to be mekabel one, you have to be mekabel both. So that's how he's understanding it. So in the Mishnah Torah, where he's talking about the categories of people who are kofrim, who would deny it. So it's possible to have someone who's only denying Torah Shebaal Peh, but he accepts the basic idea of Torah Masinai. Whereas when it comes to really being mekabel, if you want to be a mekabel Torah Masinai, so you could have a person who's not a kofrim, who's not a mekabel, I guess. Right. So, which is actually what we saw that in the Rashi, Rashash's Pshat and Rashi, in the Gemara Shabbos we mentioned early on in the introduction, where the guy who said he only accepts Torah, that's actually just most logical to this, right? The non-Jew comes to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, he says that not Beis Shammai, he says the Shammai and Hillel, and he says how many Torahs do you have? Right? They say two. He says fine, I'll take one. So Shammai throws him out, and Hillel says yeah, fine. Right. And Hillel eventually convinces him Torah Shebaal Peh. So Rashi says, Rashi asks, how could Hillel be mekabel him? It says that if he's mekabel Torah chutz, right, except for anything, if he's koifer in anything, Rashi says he wasn't koifer, he just didn't believe it. Right. So the Rashash says the pshat is that koifer is only if you look at the both sides of something and then deny one side. There's a tviya, there's a claim, and you deny it. But this guy just didn't know. Maybe according to this, you could say a little differently in the Rashi, that there's such a thing as being, you could be not a koifer, but you're also not necessarily a makabel yet. There's a level in between. So this guy wasn't a koifer, but he wasn't really makabel. Okay, yeah. All right. So chochmei Torah heim atzmam Torah, and based on this, we could say the chochmei Torah are themselves the Torah. Amar Rava, kama tipshei shar inshei, they stand up in front of a Sefer Torah, they don't stand up for a great man. Rabbana come along, the power of the Torah Shebaal Peh is to say that even though the Torah says 40, they say 39. And this is the basic idea. It's why the Rambam lists the din of Kovat Talmud Chacham in Hilchas Talmud Torah, not Hilchas Mamrim. I remember I was in the taxi with Rav Shon Shwadron. He used to speak at our yeshiva once a month. So we used to go and get him in a taxi from his house and bring him to yeshiva. So it was interesting because sometimes he was on Tanis Dibur. Usually, I think Mondays and Thursdays he did Tanis Dibur. So we'd usually get there a little after Tseis, and then he'd start speaking. You know, but if it wasn't Monday and Thursday, it would be fine. You could schmooze with him and stuff. It was fine. Right, so we had some interesting schmoozes there. So. I remember asking him a question one. He looks at me and he says, in English, right? He rarely spoke English. He says, "You went to high school, right?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "That's why you asked that question." Interesting. Anyway, so once we came, and there was we arrived at the yeshiva. There was these signs up all over the street. There was a Hachnasa Sefer Torah, some shul right near the yeshiva. And anyway, so we had to stop the taxi a little early. So I jump out and open the door for him. So he's like, doing this, open the door. I said, "Lamata." Yeah. So I said, "Harav Rotzeh Shani Tipshai." Come up a Sefer Torah of Logava Rabba, and he says, "Oh, he's laughing." It's a good point. It's a good point. But he was very funny. Anyway, but I remember once he just read. He came in the Musa Shmuz and he started reading Ahav. It was just after Arif. So he gets in. He opens up a siddur and he starts reading Ahavas Olam. Basis for Ahav Torah Mitzvah Mishpat. And he's reading it beautifully. He says, "Al Kain, Hashem Al Kain B'Shachvedu Kumeinu Nesir B'Kecha V'Nismach B'Divay Salmat Hosecha Mitzvasecha V'Hem Nege Yoimam V'Laila." And everyone's sitting there and he says, "Shakronim!" Whoa. Right, okay, so that was the Musa for the night. Okay. Anyway, but the Gavra Rabba is we're expressing the Torah, and there's many, many statements in the Gemara where he talks about this. And anyway, the Maharal explains it, just like we'll start the Maharal, but he says, Balo di al Maila Sachacham. Shalo Yoma Adam Kibal Torah Hukmoy Sha'ar Adam, Ainshain Torah Nikra Alav Rak Adam Shia Torah. It's not like he's just a regular person, but he happens to know Torah. He says, no. And the raya that the etzem haTorah is im lo kein hayem yadam koyach lemayit min arben. How could they possibly reduce 40 to 39 unless they were Torah as well? It's almost like there's a stira between Torah and between the Torah, and so you have to right. So we say, oh, so this we go like the 39, but it's also Torah. Afilu yesh biyadam drash mikol makom im lo hayo chachomim etzem haTorah ein roi lifchois davar min haTorah dei chachomim shedarsho kiblukach. Even that a nice drasha, but how could you reduce it from 40 to 39 unless you are too, you are also Torah? Kachim poichsim min haTorah ki b'Torah chsiv b'feirush albarim yekena el shegam chachomim etzem haTorah vaTorah yesh b'koach lefarish haTorah. That's what he's saying. The Torah has the ability to explain itself, and when it explains itself, as Professor Kanefogel often points out, you know, that the Bali Toisvus, right, they looked at a kasha. You could have a kasha from one Gemara to another Gemara, but also if there was a Hanhoga that Klal Yisrael was doing, the Kehila Kedosha was doing, that's also a kasha on the Gemara, because Klal Yisrael, so to speak, also is an embodiment of the Torah. They see that as a stira, as much as a stira between this Gemara and this Gemara, the stira between, well, but people do this. So you know, why don't they just answer so people are wrong? He said, no, if the Kehila Kedosha does this, this is what Klal Yisrael does. It's also a Sira. So he's saying the same thing. Maral is saying with the, it's the Torah is explaining the Torah. It's not like the rabbis are interpreting, etc. It's the Torah itself. That's how he puts it. Okay, so tomorrow we don't have classes at JSS, so I'm not coming tomorrow. Next week, I have to give Sandra an email. It's possible I'll be going to Eretz Yisrael.